Now, joined, as always, on this Tuesday afternoon by the head coach of the Tri-County Mustangs, Dylan Lowry. Tri-County has an opponent for districts next week. They'll head up to Eagleville on Tuesday of next week, and they'll be in the early game against a Mercer team that's kind of given this Tri-County team fits. This Mercer team's given a lot of people fits, but Tri-County in particular, we'll talk about that matchup a little bit here with Coach Lowry. That's a 4:30 matchup on Tuesday, the 25th. Tri-County gets the 7th seed, and Mercer the 2 seed. It seems like every week, Coach, we at least mention Mercer because you've seen Mercer quite a bit, and we've kind of talked about how your team is improving and trying to, you know, maybe not, you know, obviously you want to beat Mercer, but you also want to be more competitive against Mercer, and that's been hard to do. It seems like that whenever you play Mercer, they've been very, very good.
They're very fundamentally sound on the defensive end, and they've got some players that can kind of open up the floor to make it difficult to defend. But I think last time we were kind of shorthanded with a few players being sick, but it's the same thing about mindset. Coming out ready to go, it is Mercer, and they've been beat for quite a few years by them. But it's one of those things that they need to get over that little struggle there and come out ready to contend. And I think we can hold our own if we're out and ready and playing hard, but it's one of those guys, they have to believe in themselves.
So it was, you know, certainly it was a step back last week as far as the level of play with a 75-38 loss to North Harrison. Then you lost to Mercer on Monday night of last week, 75-27. But yeah, granted, two good basketball teams and, you know, tough schedule in the tournament, Coach, but you weren't at full strength either, it sounds like.
Not quite, but at the same time, I did have most of my starters just lacking one, but short bench. But I think we did come out ready to go a little bit more against North Harrison. We kind of contended for the whole first half, kind of got away from us in the third quarter with turnovers kind of piled up. But it's one of those things that we did kind of get a little tired without as many subs involved, but they came out and they were excited and they wanted to play and got some early points to really keep us in the ball game. And if we can do that early, it really shows what they're capable of.
Are you sensing, Coach, a little bit, you know, you're still a young team and you're certainly building experience as you go and getting better, but are you sensing just the boys kind of, you know, handling themselves and their confidence level a different way depending on what team they're playing? Yeah, their confidence level of, hey, this is a game we can win or this might be a more difficult game? Do you kind of sense that that's one of the things they're battling through?
Yes and no. It's one of those things that all season we've started getting a lot better practices. We're playing harder. We're trying to get it to turn that into game-like situations. And sometimes we'll play an opponent that we have a good chance to win against, and we'll kind of play down to their level. And sometimes we'll play even better to teams that are quite a bit better than us. So it's one of those, they have to mentally check themselves in, and they haven't had enough experience in order to do that. And I think they are a young team. They've got a lot of young talent, and just getting it all to click together is another fun experience.
You know, I feel like if you're climbing a ladder, Coach, which when you're in a rebuilding project, you kind of climb ladders and you get to different steps. I feel like you guys have taken a step this year, and maybe two steps for that matter. You know, that 7th seed isn't great, and you're sitting there at 6-14 going into postseason, but those are both improved marks from last year.
Yeah, we definitely have taken a big jump this year. There's definitely games that we can circle and be excited about, and I've seen a lot of potential, and it's one of those things that is a very tough district. Top five seeds are very talented, and whenever you have that, you kind of want to give it your all and give it your best, but we are a young team, and we'll take our lump. And maybe as a 7, but I think it's still nothing to shake our heads about because we have taken a leap in the grand scheme of things.
Well, and I was talking with Coach Wyatt yesterday, and I didn't have the bracket in front of me when I was talking with him, but when you have a district with a Winston team that has won a lot over the last 5-6 years, sitting there as a 4 seed, and Winston North Harrison in the first round, I mean, that is a nails-tough district.
It is, all the way through, and even for voting purposes, it's tough to say who's going to be the top seed, just because there's a lot of talent. Each team has kind of won some, lost some against each other, so it makes it tough to really say for sure how it's going to end up. But it is tough district to be in, but I think we'll be right there in the contenders for next year.
And again, just reminding folks, that district is a little bit of a unique district. The first round games are going to be Monday and Tuesday, and this is Class 1 District 14. They're going to be up at Eagleville at North Harrison High School. Then everything from there, the semifinals for the girls and boys and the finals, they will be at the Ketchum Community Center here in Trenton at NCMC. Your team was in action up at East Harrison last night, Coach, and it looked like one of those nights where just the ball didn't go in the hoop real consistently for you. How disappointed were you in a 58-30 loss?
I was very disappointed in the first half especially. We kind of came out flat, didn't really look to attack, and it kind of showed on the offensive end, only scoring a few points. And I think it's one of those long weekend and kind of sat back in our heels, and East Harrison was just ready to play ball. And it is a discouraging step back, but in the second half they did show some life. We got some more steals and attacked the hoop, but it's one of those they have to come out ready to go as soon as they step on the floor. And if they can do that, it's a completely different ball game. But it was a step backwards, but I think we're still in the right direction.
You got Grundy coming to your place tonight in your conference finale. And I'm looking at that one, and you know, certainly Mercer's going to get a lot of attention because that's a do-or-die sort of game with postseason and district and all those things. So, but as far as, you know, what sort of momentum are the Mustangs going to take into the offseason? I kind of feel like that if you get a victory tonight in your home finale against a team I think you can be competitive in, I think the matchup's a pretty good one with your team and Grundy. I feel like that from the Mustangs' perspective, a win tonight going to the offseason would be big.
It'd be huge. Just being able to circle that going into summer, even a competitive ball game, I think can help a lot. Just with young guys, we've had quite a few big upset games in a row, and it kind of makes it tough to circle one thing. And so if you can stay competitive, you see that you can play with older guys that are kind of push you around a little bit here and there, just showing that you can do it would be huge. And I'm excited about tonight. I hope to have a competitive ball game to really slingshot us into the summer.
Senior night tonight, Coach, are the seniors going to be recognized between games?
Yes, they will. We've got four boys on my team, and just kind of to send them off the right way would be exciting.
Absolutely. When it comes to Grundy, Coach, I've seen him a little bit. I know, they like to get up and down and run a little bit, certainly. They got some big guys that can, do work inside, led by Cooper Lewis. What are your general thoughts about the Panther team that you play tonight?
Making sure to take care of every possession matters. Making sure that we're effective shots, we're taking good looks, and taking care of the ball has been a highlight for the whole season in order not to really shoot ourselves in the foot. We want to give ourselves the best chance, and that's how we have to do it. And we're usually pretty good about getting back on defense. That's usually not one of our issues. It's making sure that we're taking care of the ball. And getting back on those few key players that Grundy has, communicating, because they do have some guys that can score the ball well, and we have to know where they're at.
There got to be a general level of excitement too, and now, we usually leave the girls conversation for Jeremy, but that girls game that precedes yours tonight, Coach, is a big one too between Grundy and Cry County, so there's going to be some excitement and some energy in the gym tonight, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, if we can feed off of that energy, I think the crowd will be excited, the team will be excited, just being able to feed off of that, ready to go, would be a good thing.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against the Panthers. We'll talk about districts again next week.
All right, thank you.